And welcome to Aria's Presidential Podcast, where I, your host, talk about different presidents. Today we have one of our most prominent presidents in history, Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson's term was interesting and created big changes for the future of this country. In this podcast, we talk about troubles that presidents went through and how they ended up and what they resulted in. Today we'll be focusing on the main two domestic and two foreign issues Jefferson had during his term. Alright, so let's start off with the first domestic issue during Jefferson's presidency, which was Marbury versus Madison. This was a Supreme Court case that set a huge impact in the Supreme Court for years to come and is still effective to this day. In this case, the previous president, John Adams, had approved an act called the Judiciary Act of 1789. In this act, Adams had added new judges to the Supreme Court who were all Federalists, hoping to keep the Federalist Party alive even after his presidency. Which, you gotta admit, was smart on his part, considering the fact that Jefferson was Democratic-Republican. In simple terms, this meant that Adams made sure the Federalist Party still had authority and power in the government, even though they didn't have a Federalist president. Jefferson, finding out about this, told his Secretary of State, James Madison, to halt the confirmation papers which was supposed to be sent to the people that Adams had appointed. Without these papers, the appointed Federalists wouldn't be able to do their jobs. William Marbury, one of the people who was appointed and supposed to receive the confirmation papers, then proceeded to take the case to the Supreme Court because he was angry that he didn't get his job, and he demanded that his job should be given back, and he wanted to sue Madison. As this case was pending, the Chief Justice, John Marshall, realized that the act that Adams had passed was unconstitutional itself, meaning that Marbury should have never been appointed. Because of this ruling, the term and power of judicial review was established, which would be used for years to come, meaning that the Supreme Court could deem a law unconstitutional or constitutional. And in the end, Madison was in the wrong for halting the papers, but because the act was considered unconstitutional, Marbury didn't get his job back. As many Americans know, the Louisiana Purchase was one of the best real estate deals of all time. For $15 million, America doubled in size. For those of you that don't know, in 1800, Spain and France made a deal that had a secret treaty where France received the land that would later become known as the Louisiana Purchase from Spain. Finding out about this, Thomas Jefferson sends future President James Monroe to France to negotiate a deal to buy New Orleans, which was part of what France had acquired, and he wanted to spend less than $10 million on this deal. Surprisingly, the French asked James Monroe how much America would be able to pay for the whole piece of land that they had acquired from Spain. After compromises from both countries, the Louisiana Purchase was bought by the U.S. at a $15 million deal. While the Louisiana Purchase was a great deal, Jefferson received a lot of backlash over his decision to purchase this land. As a Democratic Republican, Jefferson was caught in a trap. His party believed in a strict constitution, and what he was doing was the exact opposite. Alexander Hamilton, one of his own rivals, used to say that the Constitution implied that there was a power to purchase, and Jefferson always mocked him for it. Now, Jefferson has the same exact argument towards his party, and it makes him seem like a huge hypocrite. Although Jefferson's party disagreed with him, Jefferson did what he thought was best for the country. After the Louisiana Purchase, there were positive results, like a pathway for westward expansion and an infinite amount of access to the Mississippi River and eastern markets. Good job, Tom. Although Jefferson had his share of domestic issues, they were nothing compared to the foreign ones. One of the most prominent foreign issues that Jefferson had to face during his presidency was the dealing of the war between England and France. The truce between both England and France ended, and America had to stay in the middle and remain neutral in order to keep on trading and stay out of the war between the two countries. During this time, the British stopped an American ship called the USS Chesapeake while it was in U.S. international waters. the British ship then proceeded to demand to search the USS Chesapeake in order to search for people who were from the British ships that ran away, otherwise known as deserters. They hurt and killed deserters that they found on the ship, and they also hurt some Americans before Thomas Jefferson said they had to leave. As time went on, impressment, which is forcibly making someone go into service of the American ships, continued, and because of this, Jefferson passed the Embargo Act of 1807. Since this act had to do with no more trading with the other nations, Jefferson hoped that this act would prevent Britain and France from bothering them and more impressment of U.S. merchants. Although he had the right idea, this act led to a huge downfall in the economy and caused more problems than Jefferson could have ever expected. Because this act had a horrible outcome, the act was repealed and taken back, and America was free to trade with any other nation besides Great Britain and France. Jefferson wasn't perfect, but you got to admit, he had the right motives with the Embargo Act. The second most important foreign issue that Jefferson dealt with was the Barbary Pirates. I know, right? Pirates. I don't think I've ever heard of them in U.S. history, let alone going to war against the United States. The pirates, who were from North Africa, raided United States ships, and they also took people and held them for ransom. This resulted in a war called the Tripolitan War, which lasted for 4 years, during the years of 1801 to 1805. Because we didn't have many ships in the Navy, Jefferson added 6 battleships to fight against the Barbary pirates, and in 1805, the United States won. Good job, Jefferson! While we learned about the problems that Jefferson went through during his presidency, we haven't really looked at him outside of his presidency. So without further ado, here's some pretty interesting facts about Jefferson. Jefferson had 7 siblings, 6 sisters, and 1 brother. Man, the fights in that house must have been crazy. Jefferson actually constructed and was an architect for his house called the Monticello, which he kept on improving and fixing over the course of his lifetime. Jefferson had a wife named Martha Skelton and had a presumed affair with his wife's half-sister, who was a slave named Sally Hemings, and it is assumed that she bore multiple children of his. And lastly, Jefferson is best known as the father of the Declaration of Independence. This podcast was brought to you by me, Arya Adhikari, and History.com, Mac and Via, and My Class Notes. Thank you for listening.